and welcome to audition episode 6 of The Wonderful World of Disney.
We've gone farther than I can count on one hand. That's too many.
That's too many. Oh my goodness. So, Okay. So we have, this is episode 6, and we have 6 auditionees.
Sort of. Yeah. We have 5, but we have Melly. Yeah. Melly had originally told us she would have to drop because her schedule was going to be too heavy, but she has since found out it won't be quite as heavy as she thought it would, so she would like another chance. So we're going to add her back into the mix.
Yep.
This round.
So with her, it is 6 now.
Mm-hmm. And we only have 2 spots left.
This is going to be so hard.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I can't help but smile though. I'm looking at my notes because I got really bored while I was writing the critiques. And so I like put a bunch of exclamation marks and turned a couple of them into like bubble letter looking exclamation marks. And I turned the dots at the bottom into a Mickey face. So I have a little Mickey face, not so hidden Mickey on my notes. And it makes me happy. So whenever I get sad about having to tell so many people no, I just look at the little Mickey and I'm a little happier again.
Mickey is always happy.
Yes.
But yeah.
Alright, so
first
today we have, who all do we have?
We have Nori, Albino Mamba, Ofi Cows re-auditioning.
Yay. Yay for re-auditions.
Caesar the King, Genesis, and Melly!
Woo!
Yay!
Alright. So, starting us off is going to be Nori.
Yeah. So, her audition. The song is Colors of the Wind from Pocahontas. And I wanted to say Mulan because it's right below it.
Yeah, her scene is from Mulan.
Yes, it's the matchmaker scene. So.
Which I just watched. I just watched both those movies, like, last week.
Whoa.
I know. I've been on, like, a major Disney kick thanks to this show. I've been, like, digging out all my old VHSs and watching them.
I have no free time anymore. It's killing me. Okay, so that's what Nori is doing for her audition. And here's her audition.
Here it is.
Fa Mulan, present, speaking without permission.
Oh, oops.
Oh, who spit in her bean curd? Huh. Too skinny. Not good for bearing sons. Well?
Fulfill your duties calmly and respectfully. Reflect before you snack.
Act.
This shall bring you honor and glory.
This way. Now pour the tea. To please your future in-laws, you must have a sense of dignity and refinement. You must also be poised.
Pardon me?
And silent!
Could I just take that back one moment?
Why, you clumsy! Oh! 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 Ah! I think that's going well, don't you? Put it out! Put it out! Put it out! You are a disgrace! You may look like a bride, but you will never bring honor to your family.
You think you're whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins? Can you sing with all the voices of a mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
And that was Nori's audition. I love how you were saying the things I usually say at the break.
I know.
I've gone it's into gotten your
to,
head.
It's like become a habit. I have to hear that now.
So, am I gonna go first so we don't get screwed up this time?
Yes, you go first so we don't get confused like we did last time.
Okay.
That was terrible.
Yes, it was. Okay.
As if we need to give Dylan another reason to think we're both the same person.
We're not the same person. So, what am I doing here? Your song. Colors of the Wind. I thought it was really, really pretty. I thought your energy was really good on the song, but the only thing that I had a problem with is some of your parts sounded nasally, and then when you said mountain, because I know that's like a really big note in that song, it sounded kind of off and a little weird. But yeah, the only really problem I had with your song was it sounded kind of nasally at parts. And just so you guys know, these critiques are going to be short. Well, for me, they are. Because
mine are going to be a little bit longer. That's just but not as long as they used to be. Good Lord. 10 minutes for one person.
Yeah, mine.
Nobody wants to sit through that.
Mine are going to be really short because I'm just going to try to get down to it and everything.
Yeah.
For your monologue. I thought your voices could have been a little differentiated better. Which is, you know, when you do two characters in a monologue or scene, it's kind of easy to help differentiate. Excuse me. But when you have more than two, sometimes it's a little harder because of doing so many multiple voices. But I just thought your voices could have been changed a little more. What am I doing? I thought you sounded best as Mulan. I just thought like the grandma and the matchmaker kind of sounded alike to me. And then I thought your emotions could have been a little more prominent and come across more. But I liked it.
Yeah.
Hey, your turn.
I'm going to start off with your scene. Yeah, I agree with her. I did like it, but I thought your characters could have been brought out more. Like, the grandmother should have sounded a little bit older. You know, a little more, I don't know how to do an old voice, really. But, I mean, I do, but just, ugh. Anyway, and the matchmaker, I think, should have been a little, like, meaner. Like, she got better as you went through, but at the beginning, she was just not quite as mean and critical as I thought she should be. And Mulan was too girly to me, which I know she was trying to be like all dainty and quiet in that scene anyway because she was supposed to be, but she's not that girly. She's a tomboy.
Yeah.
She dresses as a boy and goes into war.
I mean, really.
She's not a girly girl.
Obviously not.
She hates being a girly girl. For your song, of course, we've heard you, both of us have heard you all season on Animation Sensation, so we're used to hearing your lovely voice. You have a good, very distinctive vibrato. Some of your lower notes got quieter, like really quiet, they were harder to hear. Some of your words, like think like you and footsteps of a stranger, they slurred a little bit. I don't mean to be like sounding racist or anything, but I think that's because you're Asian and that's just how you pronounce stuff.
Nori's Asian?
I'm pretty sure she is. If she's not, I'm going to slap myself because that is very rude. That was exceedingly rude. Blue Corn Moon. The moon sounded a little under pitch, but it sounded like you did the whole thing a cappella, so little pitch problems are easier to happen when you're doing it, just recording it a cappella. Overall, I thought your song was really pretty, though. I love your voice. I'm jealous. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to call her Noriella, because James calls her that.
Yeah.
But he's gone back and said it's not to, like, make fun of her. It's supposed to be a play on Cinderella. Which, if you
so
go back
and... So she gets a Disney princess name?
I know! She gets the Disney princess name, and we're, like, the Disney people. Gosh,
I mean,
James.
I sing, like, a Disney song every week.
I sing two this week. So, I know. But, like, I don't know. If you read the actual, like, Cinderella fairy tale, she's originally called Cinder's Ella because her name is Ella, and then, she winds up, you know, being a scullery maid and cleaning out the fireplace and messing with cinders and so forth, so she's always, like, covered in that. Well, I guess Nori must have grown up playing in Japanese seaweed instead of cinders. There you go. Because that's the seaweed that they use for sushi is Nori.
Oh. How do you know all this?
Because I'm a nerd and I know everything. Okay, I don't know everything, but I know a lot.
Right.
Random tidbits of trivia that will probably never be useful. But anyway, so moving on.
We're not going to say yes or no.
Yes, we're not going to say yes or no this episode because we're saving it until the end. Since we have
well,
so few people
it.
And we're going to deliberate.
We're going to say it in the episode, but at the end.
Yeah.
So, we're
not saying it individually.
Yeah.
We're going to say it to you collectively.
You all have to wait until the end. No skipping. No skipping to the end. Just
yes, you have to listen to everybody else. It's only fair. They listen to you. I'm pretty sure.
Hopefully. Anyway. Anyway.
Next up, we have...
Albino Mamba.
Albino Mamba.
Woo. Yeah.
Her scene was from Treasure Planet.
I didn't know what that was from, so I had a question mark.
it's Treasure Planet, which I had originally forgotten that was a Disney movie. But it's a good movie. It's like a sci-fi reinterpretation of Treasure Island, which they also did.
Awesomeness.
They actually did that as a live action one though. And her song was...
Someday My Prince
Someday
Will
my
Come,
prince will come from
Snow
White.
White. I don't like this movie, Snow White.
I don't either, actually.
It's scary!
It is.
So
here's Albino Mamba.
Mr. Arrow, I've checked this miserable ship from stem to stern. And as usual, it's spot on. Can you get nothing wrong? Ah, Dr. Doppler, I presume. Hello? Can you hear me? If I may, Doctor, this works so much better when it's right way up and plugged in. Lovely. There you go. I'm Captain Amelia, late of a few run-ins with the Protein Armada. Nasty business, but I won't bore you with my scars. You've met my first officer, Mr. Arrow. Starling, tough, dependable, honest, brave, and true. Oh, shut up, Arrow. You know I don't mean a word of it. Someday, my prince will come. Someday, I'll find my love. And how thrilling that moment will be when the prince of my dreams comes to me. He'll whisper. still a kiss or two, though he's far away. I'll find my love someday, someday, when my dreams come true. Someday I'll find my love, someone to call my own. And I know at the moment we meet, my heart will start skipping the beat. Someday we'll say and do things we've been longing to. Though he's far away, I'll find my love someday, someday, when my dreams come true.
Okay, and that was Albino Mamba's audition. Audrey.
All right. Oh, I go first this time. I'm still confused from last week. Okay. Okay. For your monologue, this really doesn't pertain to it so much, but I love your speaking voice. I love it so much. Because I've heard her speak on all sorts of things before, including the VHMA stuff, and she's just got a really awesome voice. She's got an awesome, like, accent. Mm-hmm. She's Swedish, that's why. Ooh. I don't know if all Swedish people sound like that or just Albino Mamba, but she has an awesome accent. But her accent, like, it gives her voice this, like, smoothness. I don't know how to really describe it, but like, I wish for this character, I wish she didn't have that so much. Mm-hmm. Because Captain Amelia, she's like, she's a woman in charge in a men's world, basically. You know, she's a pirate captain. Well, not a pirate captain, but a captain. But she needs to be like all tough and barking orders so that her men will actually take her seriously and obey her. So I wish your voice would have been a little bit sharper to get that across. But I thought your emotion was good, though. Mm-hmm. for your song, your voice was, like, kind of breathy sounding, like, just airy. I think the song might have been a little bit too high for you. Maybe your natural range is a bit lower.
That song is high. Have you heard Snow White's voice?
Hello? Oh my gosh, yes. Adriana Castellotti is the voice of her. Yeah. And oh my gosh, that girl can sing freaking high. I've tried before and I can do it kind of, but it's hard.
I can do it if I make myself sound really creepy.
If you go into like your falsetto. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. But, like, I'm a soprano, so I can actually hit most of those notes, but it's hard to do without the proper breath support, and I think you kind of lacked that a little bit through this. I think you tried to pitch it down a little bit so that it'd be more comfortable for you, and that made it a little harder to follow the melody. But, yeah, that's all I have, actually.
Oh my gosh, that was short. Okay.
I know.
Your monologue. Okay, I needed to find where I was. I thought the emotion was very, very nice. I had, like, with the accent. Oh, jeez. Okay, what was that? Okay, hang on. Okay, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, your accent kind of was a little, I don't know how to say it. You know what? Just skip it. Audrey kind of said something already. Yeah, I thought your emotion was very, very nice, and your levels could have changed a little more, and you could have been, like, a little more, forceful with her character. For your song, yeah, I thought your voice was a little too soft and sounded really whispery, and I thought it was too high for you, and you just needed... I thought it would have been better if you had more energy and you were more prominent about it. But if, and if it, you were, like, you did have more energy, I think it would have been really pretty. And that's all I have. Short.
Woo!
Woohoo! Okay.
Next up, we have Ophie Cal's re-audition.
Yeah!
I love seeing people re-audition. It makes me happy.
Her scene is Alice! I love Alice.
I know.
From Alice in Wonderland. Duh. And her song is Heaven's Light from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Which I also watched last week.
I love that
dun,
movie.
Dun, dun.
I just recently found out that that is not a children's movie.
Oh, I know. Like, I was watching it, and, like, I think I wound up, like, talking to or texting my boyfriend at the time, and I was like, holy crow, I didn't remember this being so violent with fire everywhere and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, like,
oh my gosh,
okay, Frollo is such a suggestive character.
He's even more, like, a, well, I guess maybe not. He's about the same level, but maybe more so than Jafar as being like a pervert.
He is. Frollo was a major perv.
I know. He's supposed to be this like, he's persecuting all the gypsies except for this one that he thinks is hot.
Such a perv.
He wants to capture her and he's gonna like make her marry him so that he
or he's gonna kill her.
Or he's gonna kill her. If he can't have her, no one can.
What kind of dude does that?
Creepy.
God, creepy old
and that
perv.
That whole fire scene with him in the fireplace, that was just
that was weird.
Evil.
He's like making out with the smoke lady from the fireplace.
I know. Oh my gosh.
And then have you ever realized how similar Quasimodo and Frollo are to Rapunzel and Mother Gothel?
Yes.
Because they're both in a tower thing. Stuck there their whole life. Those aren't their real parents, yet they think they are. And
yeah,
song,
they're being raised by these people that are, like, keeping them down, keeping them trapped.
Yeah, and then the song...
Although, because their motivations are different, though. Mother Gothel was, like, needed Rapunzel, and...
He didn't need him.
I honestly don't know why Frollo kept Quasi.
I mean, he could have gone against the Archbishop and been like, psh! Yeah, and then throw him down the well or whatever. But that would have been bad. Don't do that.
That would have ruined the story.
Don't throw children down the well.
No, that's bad. That's child abuse.
Yes. And then the song from that Frollo sings, the first part of the song Out There, and then Mother Knows Best are kind of the same. They're both telling their children that, like, He tells Quasimodo that he's, like, ugly and this stuff. And Mother Gothel tells Rapunzel that she's, like, immature and she's getting fat and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Which, speaking of Mother Gothel.
Yes?
Ophie Cal is the one that did our Mother Gothel song.
Oh, my God! I totally forgot about
last
that!
Last week or the week before.
Yeah! Oh, my God. Weird. Okay, wait.
Okay. So.
She was 3 episodes ago.
Wow. Yeah, she.
Oh my dang.
She can join you and I. We have a club, and she can join it. It's called the Technology Hates Us Club.
Yes.
Because she's been. Oh, dang it! There I go again. I hit my knee on my metal desk, and now it hurts. But Ophie Cal has been trying for like the last 2 weeks. To send us her re-audition.
Oh, I know.
And, like,
she
kept forgetting to attach it, or it would attach, but it wouldn't send or something, and just weirdness. So we finally have it, and yay.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, I swear. It's conspiring against all of us.
I hate it.
And yet we love it at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, so here is Ophie Kell.
Yes, here is Ophie Kell's audition.
Re-audition.
Ophie Kell, take 2.
Of all the silly nonsense, this is the stupidest tea party I've ever been to in all my life. Well, I've had enough nonsense. I'm going straight home. That rabbit, who cares where he's going anyway? Why, if it hadn't been for him, I... Oh, curious. Told you would. I don't remember this. Now let me see. If I came this way, I should go back this way. Goodness, when I get home I shall write a book about this place. If I ever do get home. Oh dear, it's getting dreadfully dark, and nothing looks familiar. I shall certainly be glad to get out of here. It would be so nice if something would make sense for a change. Don't step on the mome rats. The mome rats? A path! Oh, thank goodness! Why, I just knew I'd find one sooner or later. Oh, if I hurry back, I might even be home in time for tea. Oh, would Dinah be so happy to see me? Oh, I just can't wait till I... Oh, oh dear. Now I shall never get out. Well, when one's lost, I suppose it's good advice to stay where you are until someone finds you. But who'd ever think to look for me here? Good advice. If I listened earlier, I wouldn't be here. But that's just the trouble with me. I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. So many times out there, I've watched a happy pair of lovers walking in the night. They had a kind of glow around them. It almost looked like heaven's light. I knew I'd never know that warm and loving glow, though I might wish with all my might. No face as hideous as my face was ever meant for heaven's light. But suddenly an angel has smiled at me and kissed my cheek without a trace of fright. I dare to dream that she might even care for me. And as I ring these bells tonight, my cold dark tower seems so bright. I swear it must be heaven's light.
And we're back, and that was Ophie Cal's re-audition. I go first.
Can I just interject?
Yes.
What you missed during the break. Furniture now hates us too, because I hit my knee before the break and she hit her knee during the break. So Furniture is conspiring with technology to hate us. Yeah. Ophie Cal, don't go hitting your knees on any pieces of furniture.
No! Something else is gonna... Furniture now hates us, so a piece of furniture is gonna end up hating her too, and it's just gonna all be
no.
messed up. Now we're gonna have to have a second club.
Yes.
Furniture... hating club.
What right, kind of club would that be?
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
I guess okay. First.
Yes. Cal.
Okay. Okay. She told us last time because we thought she sounded British in parts.
She yeah, actually. Because her mother Gothel sounded British. She told us that
she is her, British.
She is British. So there you go.
So that helps out with Alice.
indeed.
So I thought your accent sounded good with Alice.
Yay.
Your levels were really good. The only thing I thought was the emotions were good, but I thought they needed to be brought out a little more. Like the part when she gets really upset at the end. Well, I know she's upset through the whole thing, but when she gets upset at the end and like starts
crying. Yeah,
and crying,
she like starts crying, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that needed to be brought across a little more.
Yeah, a little more dramatic with yeah. that. Yeah.
Your song, this is very pretty, and I love this song so much. There were times your voice sounded, like, very old Hollywood to me. I don't know if you, like, know what that kind of, like, I don't know how to describe that. Like, old Hollywood.
like, lounge singer kind of?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know, just like old Hollywood. I don't know how to describe it. It's old Hollywood.
Glamorous.
What a mess. Oh, this song. I thought you needed way more emotion in the song. It's a very emotional song. But I thought you sang it really well, and I thought your end note your ending note was really, really pretty. Okay, I'm done.
My notebook doesn't want to cooperate.
No, now we cannot have notebooks against us.
No, it's not that. It's just the way I'm holding it. It, like, keeps falling over.
Okay.
For your scene, I love your British accent. I love that you didn't actually have to put one on to be Alice. Up until the point where you, like, started crying, I thought your lines sounded really rushed. I don't remember if that's how Alice actually says them in the movie, but I don't think so. So I wish you would have slowed down a bit. You know, she's kind of wandering around and getting lost. You sound to me like Emma Watson, the girl that plays Hermione in Harry Potter, the Harry Potter movies. Well, she's not playing her anymore, is she? They've done all the movies now. But, like, you sound like a younger version of her, like, about Prisoner of Azkaban or Goblet of Fire time. That's 3 and 4. So back when they were a little bit younger. But just, it was so weird because I was like, wait a minute, is she secretly Emma Watson in disguise? That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah. For your song, I thought this was much better suited to your voice and showed it off better than Mother Gothel did. Mm-hmm. Some much of your better. Words, like, everment and care for me, I have those phrases written down. Your R's sounded like they were just a little weird to me, like you had tried to Americanize your R's or something. And this, I'm surprised you didn't pick on her about vowels. In the last verse, at the end, the words bright and light. I mean, it's not that big a deal. It made it sound a little weird to me. Mm-hmm. And I am such a choir nerd. I actually have the freaking International Phonetic Alphabet symbols written in here. I have IPA in here. My cousin, the speech pathologist, would be proud because she uses it all the time. But, but yeah, so it's the sound is I-t. It's a diphthong. It's got two vowel sounds. It's ah and I. I eat. Night. And the proper way to do that, that we're always fussed at in choir, is to emphasize the ah, the night part, and then just throw the e-ish part at the end, like the very, very end, save it as late as possible. And you like held it out a little bit, so it sounded a little weird to me. But the words with the same sound in the first verse sounded better to me. So I think it was just because, you know, they were towards the end and you were trying to hold the notes out. Also, the line, no face is hideous as my face, that last part, I don't really know how to describe what you did there, but I liked it. I really liked it. I don't know what it was. But yeah, overall, I really liked this. I'm glad you re-auditioned.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Woo! All right. So, next up, Caesar the King. I hope I'm saying Caesar, right? Yeah.
Is it Caesar or Cesar?
Cesar, I don't know. Because I have a friend. We thought his name was Caesar. He's from Brazil, but it turns out his name is Cesar. So I don't know. I don't know. Well, we're going to, you'll have to tell us if it's Caesar or Cesar. Anyway, his monologue was the...
The merchant again.
Sure, dude.
He's the fourth one we've had. Oh my gosh. That is 2/3 of our audition episodes now have had the merchant in them.
Yeah.
At least we didn't get Nala this time, though.
Yes, we haven't got Nala for a while, right?
I know. It's been like at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so.
I'm like bouncing my notebook right now.
And his song is One Jump.
One Jump Ahead, from Aladdin as well.
Yeah. So, here is Caesar the King's audition.